The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Just Google Prince Harry Las Vegas Hotel Suite and what do you find?
Some very interesting photos of him wearing nothing, standing on a balcony in a hotel in Las Vegas. So they are quite old, but...
Yeah, it goes back how long? It's more than 10 years, right?
2012.
Yeah,
it's a long time ago. But they've resurfaced. But purely because he's spoken about them. So I suppose you've got to say, you know, chicken egg scenario.
Yeah, right. And so this is this part of his Oprah mental health thing? Is that why he's spoken about it?
No, so this is a different podcast. You're speaking with Dax Shepherd, who does a celebrity podcast, and he was a guest on that show. And they were just, Dax was saying, look, the reason I know you over every other royal, I don't really pay attention, is purely because of those photos. And he was like, yeah, that's the kind of guy that I'd like to know. So, yeah, he was quite impressed by his little escapades.
Well, I have to agree with Dax because I thought the same thing at the time. I was thinking, you know, the rest of the royals are so buttoned down and proper and, you know, never put a foot wrong. And then here you had Prince Harry, Starkers, cupping the family jewels. As he was gallivanting around a Las Vegas hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, certainly there was a big improvement from the last time he caused some controversy as a young kid in his Nazi costume for a fancy dress party. This was much better. His birthday suit was a big improvement over the Nazi costume. Uniform. Did he seem embarrassed about it, or does he just accept that that was something that happened and he learned from it?
I think he was saying that, look, you know, it could have been a lot worse, really. You know, so he's gotten away with it. He wasn't running down the strip naked, that sort of thing.
At least that wasn't caught on camera.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I think, you know, he's a little bit embarrassed, but he seems to have moved on for the full, you know, the full embarrassment of it all, and was able to have a bit of a laugh, which was a good thing.
And it's good to see Harry's avoiding the spotlight and that media scrutiny that he had to leave England for. He's just doing celebrity podcasts. He's talking to Oprah. I think pretty much every day this week he's been in the news.
He has, and you know, he was actually in the article. He talks about being best mates with Orlando Bloom and the fact that they, you know, trade tips on how to avoid, you know, paparazzi and that sort of thing. So I don't know. Maybe they're actually trading tips.
Kid off as well,
them.
Doesn't he, Orlando?
He does. Right. He does. There's definitely some synchronicity.
Yeah. Well, who knows what they do out the back of their house in LA, in the LA Hills with their chicken coop, just like, don't want to know.
Anything goes.
Don't want to know. Well, thank you for joining me today, Kate. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.